Congratulations, you're going with us to Paramount's King's Dominion. Are you single?
Yes, I am.
So you're looking to meet a woman, huh?
Yes, I'm. Hey, Don and Mike, I just got out of the military, did 6 years, and I've just moved back here, and I just want to say you guys are the best.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate it. Dan, how old are you?
29.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, boy.
Earth Day.
Just got out of the military.
It looks like Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson without hair.
Without hair?
Well, because I got a buzz cut.
Oh, yeah, the buzz cut.
Even better.
And you're hornier than a sea urchin with a Viking helmet.
Yeah, it's been 6 years out to sea.
All right, my friend, we'll find you a woman right now. Call 100 of the female variety at 1-800-636-1067. We'll take call 100. Dan, you need to hold the line, okay?
All right, thanks.
We'll come back to you. Hold on. Hold on just a second, Ed. We have done a porous job today of doing the love connections. Tomorrow, we got to do a whole bunch of them.
Good.
In mass.
We'll do it.
Okay, now, while we're waiting for call 100, I did mention today was a very important day for Robert Dole. I'm going to call him right now.
Okay. He's been very busy. He just gave his farewell speech a couple hours ago. Well, and I know, you know, there are lots of demands on his time.
But still, I've got the number that rings right in his office. So we're going to call Bob Dole right now on his last day as a senator.
It's been a very emotional day for him.
He's been a big crybaby about it.
Hello.
Hey.
Is this
old man Dole?
Who's calling? That depends.
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, it's Bob Dole.
How you doing?
I'm sitting in my Senate office right now, and I just got done making my speech, and I was very gratified that so many people were there getting ready.
Well, there he goes again. Please stop the crying.
Pull yourself together.
I'm sorry. I'm fine. I'm going to compose myself right now and get back on track.
Hey, Bob?
Very, very sad day for me leaving the Senate. I've been in the Senate since the days of the Roman Senate.
Yeah.
I was there with Caesar. Caesar Augustus.
What did Caesar say to you?
Caesar looked at me. Caesar said to me, Bob, Senator Bob, Roman Senator Bob, one day you're going to be President of the United States, by golly. Wow. Don't you ever forget it. Those were the great days. We didn't have to wear those pesky suits and ties. We just put togas on.
Now listen.
Put little grapevines around our head, and right? It was wonderful. We go in there, we vote on the legislation of the day. You know, how many slaves you were going to kill that day. It was incredible. Who we were going to feed to the lions. Those were great days, and I've been in the Senate for a whole long time.
Sure. Now, what about when you were just a young man starting out? What about when you
when
were...
I was a young man. I was fighting another war. I was fighting in the Crusades. I was fighting in the Crusades with horses all across the fruited plain.
What about the caveman justice?
The caveman justice was very difficult. You know, I was busy inventing fire and the wheel and all sorts of important things. And things were difficult back in the caveman days. I remember one day I was out on the Great Plain hunting a pterodactyl with my spear. And I said, that's a big dinosaur and it's flying. And the dinosaur flew over me. The dinosaur flew over me very low and said, someday you're going to be President of the United States.
The dinosaur said that to you.
Yeah,
huh?
The flying pterodactyl. We hunted all the big dinosaurs. I tell you, it was very exciting. T-Rex, all those things that you saw in Jurassic Park. You know, a lot of people say it was a fantasy adventure. For me, it was like old home week. Going there and watching all those brontosaurus. And that's true. They did eat vegetables.
Now
they
were
not meat eaters.
What was it like?
Yeah.
Hanging around with Moses and with the apostles.
It was a very exciting time.
Back around the time with the Ten Commandments.
Now, it was very exciting,
was
I
that,
tell you. Moses.
That was after the caveman days, right?
That was after the caveman days, yes it was. And I remember Moses came down. And you know, there's one little commandment when he brought down the tablets from the mount. There was one little thing that he didn't mention because it was on the back side before they were destroyed.
What was that?
Before he broke them together. Yeah. There was something on the back side that said, Bob Dole, President of the United States someday.
Wow.
He'll be there. That's before he parted the Red Sea, too. And they ran through, and I checked it out for everybody. I said, bring him through. Bring him through. The Red Sea's been parted. And my name's not Bob Dole, by golly.
So, Bob, let me see if I got this straight.
Yeah.
You were a senator originally in the Roman Senate. Then you were also...
I was also in the Crusades, fighting for religious freedom. Yes, I remember that very well.
And even before that, you were a caveman.
Invented fire. People don't remember that, but I'll tell you, see if Bill Clinton can come close to Bob Dole on that one, inventing fire. There's nothing he invented, that's for sure. He's a draft dodger, that's what he is. He's a draft dodger, and I invented fire, and I remember one time I was sitting over in England having a little light breakfast of eggs and bacon and mutton with my good friend Henry VIII.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me and he said, Bob, I'll tell you this right now, power is very dangerous. Power can corrupt, power can corrupt, absolutely. But I'll tell you this, one day you're going to be President of the United States. So mind your P's and Q's. And then he went right outside and he beheaded one of his wives.
Okay, amazing.
Let me take this back to the farthest possible.
Yes.
When you were just a bolt of energy.
Yes, I was sitting on top of a star watching the Earth explode.
When God was creating the universe.
Yes, I was out there.
When you were just.
I was the only one, too. People don't remember that. I was here when everything was created.
No.
When you were just.
When I was a reptile, Bob Dole. That's before I came onto the sea, sprouted legs, and decided, hey, I'm Bob Dole. I'm going to be president of the United States.
But what about before that when you were just pure energy up in space?
When I was a comet.
Yeah, when you were a comet.
Comet Dole. So a lot of people don't realize the Comet Dole was very powerful, very powerful.
Uh-huh.
But back then it was very, the only person I could talk to was the man himself, God.
And what did God say?
He looked down at me and he said, hey, Comet Bob Dole, someday you're going to be president of the United States. And now my time's come, by golly. I'm looking forward to that. But I'm very upset leaving the Senate today. It's very frustrating. You know, it's been a good time. It's been a good time. I've met some good people. I've met some very sensitive people. And I'll tell you something. When I looked out at all those smiling faces saying goodbye to my...
Oh, there you go. Oh, you big baby. I get off the phone.
Okay. Mr. Dole. So long. See you later. Yes.
All right. Just going to say, you know, chin up. Hang in there. You'll
chin
be all right.
Up. Yeah. Okay. You watch that. I'll pull your chin over your eyeball. I'm a tough boy.
Back to his old self.
Bob Dole, everybody.
Wow.
Last big day on the Senate.
He's very old.
Hey, Dan?
Yes.
Dan, pick a number between 1 and 12.
Well, 1.
Number 1. Who doesn't love number 1? Hello?
Hello?
Number 1. Hey, there she is.
All right,
hey,
the lady of your dreams.
It's a girl. Hi, what's your name, lady?
Stephanie.
Yeah, let's disco. Stephanie, where are you from?
Arlington.
Stephanie, you're going to King's Dominion with this guy, Dan.
Oh, great.
Right here with this guy. Stephanie, we need to know about you. How old are you?
I'm 25.
What do you do?
I am in sales.
The celebrity that you think you most resemble?
I've been told Katie Couric.
Ooh. Nothing wrong with that.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
You forgot to ask me what I do.
We know that. You're in the Army or something.
No, I got out of the Navy.
Yeah, you were on a ship, and you were, like, at sea for 6 years.
Right.
So, what, do you have a job now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what is it?
I deliver beer.
All right.
Hey.
And I don't drink.
And you don't drink? Well, that's terrific.
Oh.
Do you drink, Stephanie?
Like a fish.
Well, he can bring you beer.
I go, yeah, that's great.
Well, listen, kids, have a great... Did we ask you who you look like, Dan?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, that's right.
Woody Harrelson. Sober Woody Harrelson.
If there was a reason to drink, it's Woody Harrelson. Listen, Dan and you, both of you, have a great time at Paramount's King's Dominion. A week from this Monday, you'll get on our party bus and leave about 9 o'clock. You'll be on the bus with Scotty the Dwarf. You'll have a great party all the way down. We'll take care of your food and drink. And you have a good day of fun. Ride all the rides at King's Dominion and then come on back and we'll hear all about you.
Great.
Thanks, okay? Emily.
Thanks.
You are very welcome. Have a great time, kids. We'll make plenty more of these love connections tomorrow. Now we're up against commercials again. And the toe-tapping Touchstones and Nuz Nernank with news. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Hey, I almost fooled you. You're going to take your headphones off.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I was scratching my imaginary ears.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you still there?
I am.
Oh, they're listening.
See, they don't know, though.
I'm sure.
They don't know.
I'm not going to say anything.
Well, maybe you should say something witty.
Oh, yeah, they're listening.
Definitely.
I just checked the radio. Mike are so cool.
They are the coolest. Yeah.
Give me a fake commercial.
Have you ever seen them before?
Yeah, I went to this last year.
Ah.
I'm kind of a groupie. I'm a really big fan.
I used to live here like 8 years ago, and I won something where if you throw your work phone into the garbage pail, you can win something, and I won that like 8 years ago.
Wow.
8 years ago, hey.
But wow.
Listen to that, them. Advertisers.
Long term.
They are definitely listening.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a fake commercial. Any fake commercial.
Well.
All right. Now put this on.
I give up. I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Put this on so they can hear the radio. All right, hey, kids, listen, we are listening. Thank you. Hold on, and now we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I'm so excited, I'm beside myself. It's my new book, Therapeutic
Hello?
Body Massage
Hello?
With the King.
What's going on?
I'm going to do it again.
Wonderful massages for you and that very special someone. I've scoured the globe searching for the ideal body massage.
Don't you want to say?
Cable television.
Cool, go hook me up with some TV.
Yeah, maybe I can juice you up, you never know.
Oh, no.
I'll never know.
Here, you give me some TV.
We'll see.
Hey,
come on, guys.
Are they on the air?
I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
You guys are no fun. Hold on a second. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.